retail and the coronavirus outbreak, organized to defend workers' interests. Ireland Dalton and Ryan Aldred, Socialist Party members in Usdaw Shop Workers Union. Coronavirus is sending tremors through capitalist society. Many workers who have been enduring increasing casualized working conditions, such as zero or short hour contracts, have had further cuts to sick pay and other contractual changes. But workers in the food manufacturing, distribution and retail sectors, which Usdaw organizes, are now like an emergency service. Given the bulk of Usdaw's membership is concentrated in four large supermarket chains, Tesco, Sainsbury's, Morrison's and Co-op, then this throws up huge questions for members and reps to deal with, in ensuring our members' health and safety, while providing these vital services. Health and safety. It is clear many retail workers will have to remain at work through this crisis, to help ensure supplies of food, but this raises crucial issues of health and safety. Many workers' experience of cleaning schedules in normal times is that there often isn't enough time to complete cleaning rotas. Reports indicate that new cleaning regimes installed by companies, to attempt to protect workers from coronavirus, are simply not carried through. To ensure any procedures are fully implemented, and additional ones brought in where workers demand them, members of retail unions need to come together in stores, and establish local health and safety committees. Reps should take the initiative, to try and establish them. This can raise issues with management for action, while also being prepared to use provisions under health and safety legislation, to refuse to work in unsafe environments. This also applies to protection from abuse and assault. Given government advice for workers and their immediate household is to self-isolate, if they have symptoms of coronavirus, and the closures of schools due to the outbreak, then we have to demand, that any worker who can't work, is not financially worse off. We welcome that Usdaw's call for food supply chain, pharmacy and funeral workers, to be classed as key workers has been recognized, with schools helping to provide childcare for those workers. And we support the demands that National Education Union members are putting forward, to ensure this is done as safely as possible. The government should immediately introduce price controls on staple goods and supplies as well as rationing of items to ensure fair distribution. These measures, in addition to changes to opening hours to facilitate restocking, should be agreed in discussion with union representatives. Any proposals to move staff from their regular duties and shifts should be done under the control of the union, to ensure those workers are capable of carrying out those new duties. There are widespread reports of recruitment drives by retail companies, particularly to assist with expanding online deliveries. Retail union reps should have the opportunity to attend induction meetings, and bring these workers into the union. We believe those jobs should be full-time ones, unless workers choose to work part-time. The government has talked about wanting to work with trade unions to tackle this crisis. If the government is serious about this, then it should bring in immediate measures such as compulsory collective bargaining throughout the retail sector, to ensure full measures, to protect workers and their interests. Usdaw should call on the government to increase the minimum wage immediately to at least the £10 an hour it currently demands, although it should be aiming higher. Profits. Despite the talk of working together in the joint statement by the major supermarket chains, for their managements it's profits that ultimately come first. Rather than simply going along with company directives, retail unions should be putting demands forward in workplaces where they has a presence. Where companies are claiming to struggle, unions should demand that they open their books to trade union scrutiny to ensure that they are not simply guarding profits. Supermarket share prices are rising compared to most other retail companies who are struggling due to store closures and reduced custom. This indicates that the markets think they are making a killing. On the 17th of March, for example, shares in Sainsbury's were up by 6.6%, Morrison's was up by 5% and Tesco was up by 1%. The chaos and competition of the market has also been exposed, and competition laws have had to be relaxed to ensure companies can share supply chains and delivery vans. This shows the vital need for coordination and socialist planning of our food supply chain, rather than the chaos that the capitalist free market has created. Ultimately, the only way to guarantee that companies are run on the basis of social need, rather than private profit, is by bringing them into public ownership under democratic workers' control and management. Retail and distribution workers have a fundamental role in securing the safety and sustenance of the wider population. Us still must step up, if it is to earn the authority among workers, to call itself the campaigning union, and other retail unions must follow suit.